Month of November is also designated as Lung Cancer Awareness Month. We thought we'd enlighten some folks this morning. And joining us to talk about that is Dr. Timothy Mullett. He is the chair of the Commission on Cancer, American College of Surgeons. And he's here to give us some insight into lung cancer, which is the nation's leading cancer killer. Dr. Mullett, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you.
We appreciate your time this morning. Let's talk a little bit about lung cancer. Who is most at risk of developing lung cancer? We kind of always think of smokers, but give us the broad range of that.
Yes, I think that it's common to think about people who smoke as being at high risk for lung cancer, and they are at the highest risk of lung cancer, but they're not the only patients at risk for lung cancer. I think that there are other risk factors involved, such as secondhand smoke, for example, people that have been in homes with smokers. Also, radon exposure or asbestos exposure. These all increase your risk of lung cancer, and certainly is compounded by personal tobacco use as well. So it's important for patients to understand that that they can decrease their risk by quitting smoking, getting their homes tested for radon, but also having a good conversation with their doctor about whether they're eligible for the possibility of lung cancer screening and trying to find it early.
So who is eligible and how does that determine? And I guess what exactly is a lung cancer screening?
Well, I think it's lung cancer screening is a test that's been around for several years. It's unfortunately not used as much as it should be. Only about 5 to 15% of people that are eligible for lung cancer screening are actually getting this done routinely. And so we are trying to get the message out that people who are of the age of 50 or more and have a 15-year history of tobacco use should be talking to their doctors about whether they are eligible for lung cancer screening. Lung cancer screening is a simple test. It's a CT scan. It's a CAT scan, much more effective than a chest X-ray to be able to find these cancers early. And it's simple because there's no contrast, no needles, no injections, and you can lay down. It takes about 15 seconds to go through the scanner, and you get results back very quickly. Should be something you can talk to your doctor about if you feel like you're at risk. Even if you've quit smoking, you may still be eligible for lung cancer screening because you're still at risk. And so we want people to talk to their doctor if they are 50 years of age or more and have a 15-year exposure of tobacco in the past.
When they get a screening, how often then would they get a future screening? In other words, what's the progression for that?
Great question. And, you know, this is lung cancer has progressed pretty quickly, and so it's something we want to get an annual scan. So if you get scanned this year and you have a negative scan, that's great. But you need to come back next year and get the scan done again and make sure that it's negative and stays that way. That's where we find that we can save lives, is when we detect these cancers early. Ideally, if it's negative on the previous scan and something begins to show up, then we can pay close attention to that and have better opportunity for getting these patients ideally into surgery and getting this cancer cured.
You mentioned how lung cancer can appear quickly. Does it move around as well? Is it very aggressive in that sense?
Well, lung cancer is aggressive, but at the same time, it does show up as an early stage abnormality on the chest X-ray, and so it's something, or chest CT scan, and so it's certainly something that we want to look for, because when we do find it early, we often can intervene with a surgical procedure to be able to remove these tumors. And today, the surgical procedures are often small incisions and a video camera, maybe a surgical robot. And being able to get these cancers removed. And that may be the only treatment you need. And again, that's where we save lives, because patients that are able to go through surgery for early stage cancer have a much better opportunity of living through this cancer than those that are found with later stage. It does tend to move around, if you will. It will spread from the primary cancer in the lung to other places. And unfortunately, that's how we find most lung cancers today. We're trying to change that by increasing the use of lung cancer screening, and we are. We're seeing an earlier stage diagnosis for many people. But if you're found to have a cancer, even in its later stage, there's more treatment available than ever. And I think the important thing is that today we're treating cancers with technology, with more effective treatment, and with better survival than ever. So I think while you may have had experience with this in your family or with colleagues or with friends, and you may have seen outcomes that were not as favorable as we want, this is not your grandfather's lung cancer. We're treating this differently today, and we're getting better outcomes than we ever have.
When you say differently, can you give us maybe some examples of what's being done?
Sure. You know, today for lung cancers, more technology and more effective use of surgery in the beginning, early stages of cancer. But even if it's found later, we can examine these tumors, these cancers, and look at the actual genetics, the DNA of the tumor. And if we identify that there's a signature in there that gives us a target, then we have many more therapies that are available to be able to have effective treatment, sometimes even a pill, to be able to treat these cancers and have better outcomes than we've seen before. And so the important thing is we shouldn't have a reluctance to think about getting scanned or to be able to get screened every year, because our treatments are better. And because if we find it early, we can give you much better hope for the future. But even if we find it late, we can give you more hope for a better outcome because our treatments are much more effective than they were years ago.
I assume that it's a kind of a cancer where you may not know that it's happening and growing inside of you. At what point, if someone is, I mean, what are symptoms that people may feel where, and then what do they determine as far as how long the cancer has been there?
Right. Well, you raise a great point, and that's that, you know, early stage lung cancer doesn't have any symptoms at all. And in fact, that's why the ribbon for lung cancer is actually clear because it's invisible. And so early stage lung cancers don't have any symptoms. That's why we want to know for those people that are at high risk, typically 50 years of age, and those that have a 15-year exposure to tobacco, talk to your doctor to see if you're eligible for getting a screening. Later on, the cancer may spread to other places and we may begin to get symptoms. Sometimes that can be weight loss, sometimes it can be headaches, sometimes it can be other pain or a cough, and you might even cough blood. And so I think that it's important to realize that that these may be symptoms associated with lung cancer, and so it's important to get to your doctor early if you have symptoms, but also to be aware of your risk factors and to talk to your doctor about screening, hopefully so you never do develop any symptoms associated with this disease.
Where can we get some more information about what you talked about today and how best to talk to our doctor about this?
Right. I think that, you know, it is important to have that conversation with your doctor to understand that that you might be eligible for lung cancer screening, and certainly if you have any symptoms to make sure that you get seen about that early. As far as other information, we want to make sure that you can get to the American College of Surgeons website. We've got a fact sheet, some other information gathered for every patient available at www.facs.org/lung. You know, and this is a message that we want people to understand, that it's a message of hope, a hope that we can find these, we can, number one, prevent these cancers if we can talk with patients about tobacco treatment and help them get free from tobacco use. I think it's also a message of hope that we can find this disease early by being able to get patients into lung cancer screening, and that they can get screened by a CT scan every year. And it's a message of hope that our treatments, even for later stage, are more effective than they've ever been. And so this year in particular, Lung Cancer Awareness Month means a lot, because we are truly optimistic about being able to get more people surviving this disease.
Absolutely. Screenings save lives, and we talked earlier at the beginning that lung cancer is the nation's leading cancer killer, so we can hope to get some good advice out there this morning. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Dr. Timothy Mullet, joining us, Chair of the Commission on Cancer, also a thoracic surgeon. Here talking about lung cancer and getting the proper screenings. You can go to www.facs.org/lung.